What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 588. In this episode, I'll discuss bacterial density as a therapeutic indicator for ventilator-associated tracheobronchitis due to Pseudomonas. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode588. Bacterial density refers to how many colony-forming units of bacteria are found in a given culture and is reported as log 10 colony-forming units per ml. The bacterial density of Pseudomonas relates to its pathogenicity. Authors in the journal Critical Care recently published a retrospective analysis of mechanically ventilated ICU patients with Pseudomonas isolated from endotracheal aspirates to determine the relationship between peak Pseudomonas density and weaning from mechanical ventilation. Patients were divided into three groups, low, moderate, and high, according to the peak Pseudomonas density during ICU stay. The breakdown of each group was as follows. The low group was equal to or less than 10 to the 4th colony forming units per ml. The moderate group was 10 to the 5th to 10 to the 6th colony forming units per ml. And the high group was equal to or greater than 10 to the 7th colony forming units per ml. These were the peak density groups. Over 400 patients were analyzed. The high density group had worse outcomes compared to the low density group, with an odds ratio of 2.78 for ICU mortality. Ventilator free days were significantly higher in the low density group compared to the high density group as well. Three risk factors for a high density of Pseudomonas were identified. Number one, more than 28 days of mechanical ventilation. Number two, hyperglycemia. And number three, use of a non-anti-pseudomonal cephalosporin during the ICU stay. Only in the high-density group did appropriate antibiotic therapy result in more ventilator-free days than if inappropriate antibiotic therapy was given, compared to no difference in the low and moderate groups based on appropriateness of antibiotic therapy. This suggests that bacterial density could identify which patients might benefit from antibiotic therapy. This has implications for antibiotic stewardship, although it should be confirmed by a prospective study. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.